Today, we have a special patient podcast. It's a guide to a mindfulness-based breathing technique that Dr. Greg Sasma developed called the Mindful Breather. Share it with your patients or use it on your own.
Welcome to the Carlite Psychiatry Podcast, keeping psychiatry honest since 2003.
I'm Chris Aiken, the editor-in-chief of the Carlite Psychiatry Report.
And I'm Kelly Newsom, a psychiatric nurse practitioner and a dedicated reader of every issue.
You're about to hear Dr. Greg Sasima walk you through a stress reduction technique called the Mindful Breather. He developed it by combining two popular methods of stress reduction, mindfulness and abdominal breathing. Mindfulness is the basic human capacity to pay attention on purpose, with intention, in the present moment, in a friendly and non-judging way. Many therapists use mindfulness to manage stress on their own, which is actually how Dr. Sasma came to this work during a battle with bone cancer that he has thankfully overcome. Dr. Sasma blended mindfulness with abdominal breathing, another popular stress reduction technique that helps reverse the physiologic changes that happen in the body during intense stress. Both mindfulness and breathing techniques have been used to treat anxiety, insomnia, and depression, and they work. We have studies showing that they can help depression even in people who did not respond to antidepressants. After all, these two techniques have physical effects, much like medications do. Mindfulness balances stress hormones like cortisol and enhances brain growth through brain growth factors like BDNF. Breathing regulates the physical stress response, and some breathing techniques also enhance brain growth. So it makes sense that Dr. Sasma has seen these techniques help patients get through stress without relying on as-needed or rescue medications like benzodiazepines. And that's important, because many of our fast-acting medications are potentially addictive, and while they can work quickly, they don't have the kind of long-term benefits on brain function that our medications with a more slow build, like the antidepressants and mood stabilizers, do. So try the Mindful Breather out the next time you feel overwhelmed by anxiety, depression, rage, or an urgent need to get relief. But use it early, before those feelings completely take over. The Mindful Breather works best that way, and your therapist can help you identify those early warning signs before they flood you.
Hello there, I'm Dr. Greg Sasma. You know, one of the toughest challenges many patients I work with face are those moments of intense, unexpected emotional experience. These can be panic anxiety, anger, sadness, craving, sometimes a complex mix of those. It's usually the quick onset and the intensity of the experience that can feel overwhelming. It can be hard to hold or tolerate, let alone examine or understand. Most patients want some kind of tactic to help manage the moment and to feel more in control, without or instead of relying on, say, a medication. So these events require some kind of rescue mission, a way of taking a breather from the discomfort. Now, meditation, that's a practice in observing our experience that helps develop a clearer state of mind. I regularly teach that to my patients, but life mostly happens off the meditation cushion. So I've created a brief meditative routine that can be used in these difficult moments. I call it the Mindful Breather. Let me walk you through it. There'll be three steps. I'll first give you a little information about the kinds of experience we have, just to categorize them. Then I'll briefly teach you how to breathe. Okay, a specific way of breathing that's called relaxation breathing or belly breathing. You may already be familiar with it. It's well known to make us feel calmer. Then we're going to use those first two steps in the actual Mindful Breather routine. Okay? Let's begin. First, let's lay out what's going on at any time in our experience, including the intense ones that we're working on here. A good way to split that out, I think, is into physical, emotional, and thought aspects. Think body, heart, and head, if that helps. So what's in the physical bin? There's interior sensations of breathing, heartbeat, hunger, pain. And then there's the exterior sensory impressions of sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. We can observe what's present physically, and also how intense that physical aspect of experience is in the moment. Next, there's the emotional aspect. We often locate that in our chest or our heart. That can include calm and fear, joy and anger, sadness, etc. For kids, sometimes I use the metaphor of what weather there is going on inside, whether it's stormy, sunny, or rainy. Lastly, we have thoughts. Usually we have a lot of thoughts, especially in those intense moments. There are memories, there's judgments, we can have loops of speculation, even catastrophic worst-case scenario thoughts, especially in these difficult moments. We can also notice their intensity. Are they like flurries upstairs or more like a blizzard? Sometimes these are familiar, predictable reactions in thought to particular events that recur. These are all aspects of our own experience in the moment, and we can step back a bit and observe them in part and also as a whole. Next, let's learn to breathe. It's that relaxation breathing tactic I was talking about. When we're stressed, we actually tend to breathe shallow and rapid breaths, sometimes referred to as hyperventilating. It actually reduces oxygen content in the bloodstream. That sends a message to the heart to beat more rapidly, and then upstairs to the brain to set off alarm bells. This whole thing generates a kind of vicious cycle, which often amplifies our distress. But it turns out we can reverse the cycle by voluntarily breathing slower, fuller breaths to full lung capacity. This is a simple but really effective stress management tactic. You might already be acquainted with it from yoga or prenatal classes. The best image I have to describe relaxation breathing is it's like filling a water balloon. You stick your belly out first to pull the diaphragm down and fill slowly up to the upper chest. Then a pause, and then finish with a nice slow release of air. So let's try it once. To get the feeling of it, why don't you start with one hand on your upper chest and your other hand on your abdomen? Inhale slowly, filling your abdomen out first. And then your upper chest out to full. Hold the full breath for a beat or two, and then exhale slowly, usually through your mouth. Try to make that out breath a little longer than the in breath if you can. You rest briefly at the bottom of the breath, and then the next slow in breath, belly first, then upper chest. And then slow exhalation. Next, we're going to use a deep breath in an imaginal way to focus attention on each aspect of our experience, body, heart, head, and then a final breath to observe the whole moment. With each slow, deep in-breath, you'll imagine that your attention kind of gathers up in your chest, and then as you breathe out, focus that attention out on each of the three aspects in sequence, one breath at a time. I'll walk you through them. Okay, breath one. Take a slow, deep breath in. And on exhaling, imagine you're directing attention to your whole physical body. Notice any tension, restlessness, pain, calm, whatever physical sensations are present. Breath number two. Another slow, deep breath in. And then on the out breath, direct attention to your emotional state, maybe located around your heart. Notice what that state is. Anxious, angry, sad, content, whatever's there. Just observe it. Maybe notice how intense it is. Breath number three. Another filling up. Gathering attention, and then on the out breath, direct that attention upstairs to your thoughts. Is your head full of lots of thoughts? Is it kind of quiet? Is one crowding out all the others? Try not to chase thoughts or make more thoughts. Just observe whatever's going on. Okay, the fourth and last breath. Gather it up in. And then on the out-breath, pull your attention back and just observe your whole experience. Body, heart, mind. Notice whatever's there occurring together. You've more or less filled yourself with awareness and you're just observing all of it. And that's it. Four breaths, four witnesses of different aspects, and a full aspect of your experience. If needed, you may wish to repeat the whole sequence or some part of it until you feel in better control. Note any difference in the quality of that intense state now compared to before the routine. Okay, let's finish up. With a little practice, this tactic can be really effective for managing a difficult moment. You may want to apply it as a first step in a broader game plan. Ideally, the mindful breather is best used at the earliest sign of distress, so it's helpful to identify an early but reliable signal that indicates to you it's time to take a breather. And of course, it's not always effective. You may want to work with your doctor or therapist on when to move on to another stress management skill, or to consider a dose of a rescue medication, or perhaps even an emergency contact. Well, I appreciate you taking time for a little breather with me. I hope this routine helps you better manage and adapt to those inevitable and difficult moments that really happen to all of us. Thanks for listening.
Dr. Sasma practices psychiatry in Sacramento, California, where he also teaches behavioral health in the Family Medicine Department of Stanford University. He has written more on mindfulness in his upcoming book, Practically Mindful, A Physician's No-Nonsense Guide to Medication by Mango Press. It's a fun romp through the science and practice of stress reduction. To learn more about how to use the mindful breather with your patients, check out our June-July issue online. You'll also find there a guide to other distress tolerance skills that can help patients with borderline personality disorder or intense dysphoria steer clear of self-destructive impulses. And for more patient-centered podcasts, check out our June 8th edition, How to Stabilize Circadian Rhythms in Bipolar.
Podcast listeners can get $30 off the annual subscription with the promo code PODCAST. That's all in capitals. Your subscription will earn you continuing education credits and help us stay free of industry support.